ever going to get anywhere with what you're trying to accomplish in your life. Well, today I'm going to share with you how I found success with preparing myself and reaching my suddenly. Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show.
Get on the Julie Tussey train. We're going somewhere, baby.
Pop the glampagne. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show. Live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby. Giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Julie Tussey Show. We have had some fun things going on our last podcast. We talked about our fall fashion for 2018, getting ready to rock some of that, getting ready to go over to the mall and take care of that. Today, I wanted to talk about a really cool subject called suddenly. Now, this is a principle that I have lived my life on, and I actually learned this principle from the Bible. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about it because when we're facing things that we are trying to succeed at, sometimes it can seem like we are just spinning our wheels and we are never going to get anywhere. So I kind of wanted to talk to you and share my story with you. You know, you all know I've been trying to lose weight and I'm down almost 24 pounds and have been kind of up and down for a year, kind of maintaining that. That's been a little frustrating, and so I have a tendency to get frustrated sometimes about that, and really, I really have no choice to quit, as I'm sure if you're in a weight loss journey, you realize it too. What are you going to do? Go back? You're going to go back to what happened? You know, all of the Doritos and Ho-Hos and things that you can eat are just not worth feeling better. So I'm on this lifelong journey for being healthier, being more fit, being trim. I am over 30 now, as you all know, and there's just things in life that happen. But I wanted to share about suddenly. Suddenly is such a cool word for me, and I love the word suddenly because it has impacted me and changed my life so much. When I was 17, I began going to church. I asked Jesus into my life, and I began to go to church. And when I asked him into my heart and into my life, I had a revelation and a realization of what I felt like I was called to do with my life. And that was that I was going to be a singer. I just knew that's what I wanted to do. I worked at Dow Chemical when I was a senior in high school, and they asked me to go to college and continue co-oping with them and take a full position after I was done. But I just did not want to be in the corporate world. Was that the smartest move? Maybe not. But here I am today, and I can't have regrets for the life choices that I made. I'm happy with my life. But I just felt in my heart at 17 that everything clicked. I had been singing publicly since I was 9. I don't remember actually a time I could not sing. And I just always wanted to be a singer, but I had a severe stage fright issue. I was not a super secure person. I wasn't a very self-confident person. I don't know why I was like that. There, I'm sure there are some elements in my childhood, you know, that affected me that way, or maybe I was just created kind of, believe it or not, I was kind of shy in some ways. And I definitely came out of my shell for certain, but I was bullied in school a little bit, bullied in high school, right? You know, my freshman year, it started. And I was always a smaller kid, and I didn't really even grow until after I was graduated. I still grew 2 inches taller and one shoe size. So I just was a late bloomer. And I think all of that just culminated me being kind of backwards and shy. I wanted to sing, and it was the thing that got me attention. It got me favor. It got people liked me because I could do that. But, you know, I was so much more than just being a singer. But at that time, that was fulfilling a need. Well, when I asked Jesus into my life and into my heart, I felt like I had a call to the ministry. And I felt like my place in the ministry was to be a singer, and then I wanted to speak too, but it just seemed like an overwhelming thing. Well, I started practicing, and this is where I think it can relate to just about any area in your life, is if you want to be a business owner, if you want to just be a different person than you are, not be so shy, not be so backwards, if you want to be a public speaker, if you want to be an entertainer, if you want to lose weight, if you have set goals for your physical fitness or your mental fitness or anything like that, I think that it's so relatable. So I began to practice, and I would practice for about 3 hours a day. I had Shay and Stephanie. They were newborn twins at the age of 24. And so I started this journey at 17, and at the age of 24, I was still working and working and working and working. And I unfortunately was not very prosperous at the time, just young kids starting out and didn't have the greatest jobs. And then I couldn't work because I had twins. So I would spend a lot of my time practicing. I wrote my first song when I was in the fifth grade. And I took clarinet for a couple of years, and I wrote a song called Brother Love. I could sing that for you, but actually it was pretty good for a fifth grader. I began practicing really diligently at the age of 17. I found soundtracks, and I would practice by the time I was 24. I had the twins, and I had actually started writing songs also. I had a piano player friend in the church that would work with me on songs, Melanie Zimmer. Shout out to you, Melanie, if you're listening. And she was amazing, and anything that I could sing, she could turn into music for me. And so I wrote all the melody. I wrote the songs, the lyrics and the melodies, and I did all of that. But I kept practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing. And through that, I would have soundtracks ready. I would never, ever go to church without being ready to sing, although I wasn't scheduled. They did start scheduling me. I would be like once or twice a month because there was a bunch of singers. And but what I did was I prepared. So I would go to church every single time like there was going to be an opportunity. And, you know, a suddenly would happen because I believe like in the upper room for Pentecost, I learned this from that scripture, Acts 2:2, that the Lord told them to wait on him and pray and be prepared, right? To pray and be prepared for this infilling that was going to come on the day of Pentecost. So the Bible literally says, and then suddenly, it happened. It happened for them. So I would prepare. And then I would go to church and something would happen and the pastor would say, Julie, do you have a song ready? Or someone called in sick and they couldn't come and sing. And so that was how I found the beginning of my success in my music career. I would prepare and be prepared at all times. I would just never go anywhere to my own church or to other churches without having a track and a song ready, maybe three or four ready, because I never knew what was going to happen. And I knew that God was kind of like a long-time preparer, and then all of a sudden, suddenly, my opportunity would come. And that is exactly how favor and open doors happened for me in music. And I did contemporary Christian music, inspirational music, exclusively for 30 years. And yes, I tell you I'm 30. So I have to repent for that. I am over 30 now. So I did that for many, many years. And I began to visit other churches. You know, our pastor would go preach, we'd go, or I'd meet a friend and meet other musicians and blah, 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 and I would go. So something really, really cool happened when I was 18. I met a man named Alfonso Vargas, and he was an evangelist. And so he would go church to church just getting everybody stirred up. Well, you know, I've always been a stirrer. I love to stir people up, even with my music and all that. So he took me to another church, him and his wife, and I went with them. And of course, I had been practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing and getting ready. And in my mind, when I'm doing my 3 hours of rehearsal, my voice is getting stronger. My range doubled. I'm feeling these songs like from my heart. So I can really, really sing them with a conviction and a purity and a, you know, this could really happen for you. God changed me and he can change you. And so I had that going on. And the man got up, Alfonso Vargas. He's still pastoring in Hondos, Texas. I think it's called Hondos. Hondo, yeah, no S on the end. Hondo, Texas, to this day. And this was many, many years ago. And he got up to preach. And he said, Julie, do you have a song you could sing? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So I get up. Well, lo and behold, I had been practicing and practicing and practicing. And it just felt like God just came in the room and things happened and people were being blessed. And so he told me just to continue on. Well, that's how I did my first concert, like my first whole church service, was because I was prepared. And then all of a sudden, suddenly, God gave me a suddenly, and suddenlies will come in life when you prepare. So I want to encourage you, if you have dreams, if there's things in you that you know you want to do, that either that you know God created you to do and you need to do, or you just of yourself just feel like, this is what I want to do, I want to encourage you in your preparation. In your preparation, can it be painful? Yes. Can it seem to take forever? Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. Can it seem like it's never going to happen? Yes. But you've got to look to the suddenlies. There are going to be suddenlies along the way for you, and you are going to be so glad if you don't quit. So glad if you don't quit. And even in weight loss, I have so many of you that follow me because you know I'm on this weight loss journey, and you're on a weight loss journey, and it can be tough. I could turn my face right now and just give up because my body is not working the way that it should because of perimenopause, okay? Or whatever it might be. Or maybe I'm craving sugar. I'm craving salt. I truly, honestly, just between me and you, if I go anything over what I'm supposed to calorically to lose weight, I just stay the same. But if I give up, I will miss my suddenly. And I just had a suddenly. I had lost 24 pounds. Then I went on maintenance at Thanksgiving. Then I tried to get back on track the 1st of January. I could not get back on track, peoples. I could not get back on track. And it was so frustrating. But it was just like life was too busy. Our business quadrupled in the last 2 years in our construction company. And that meant four times the amount of money going through our account, four times as many people to deal with, four times as much bookkeeping, four times as much work. And it just seemed like trying to stay on program was the hardest thing that I had ever, ever found to do. So as a result, I kind of messed around with it, kept, you know, restart, reboot, kept doing that. And I just could not get a grip. And I don't know what it is about June, but June always works for me. So in June, I got really determined and I had a suddenly. All of a sudden, you know, I'd gained like, I don't know, 5, 6, maybe even up to 10 pounds. I just was kind of ignoring the scale. And all of a sudden, I lost 8.5 pounds in that month. And FYI, I only do a chart by the month. I kind of try to ignore if I do a weekly weigh-in or a daily weigh-in. I just ignore all that. And once a month, I go in and put my numbers in and get a total. So I had a suddenly. Now, if I would have quit, I might have had a bad suddenly where I suddenly gained everything I lost plus some. But I want to encourage you. You know, people talk about the whoosh where You'll stick right to program. I mean, you are diligent. You're not cheating. You're not eating that one piece, one M&M. You know what I mean? You are so diligent. You are exercising. You are working out. And sometimes that scale will not budge. It will not move. It will not do anything. Sometimes it even goes up. And I mean, woo, that can derail you if you're not really, really on your game. So, but then if you will just stick to it, all of a sudden you'll have what that we call in the diet industry a whoosh. And that means just all of a sudden you'll drop like 5 pounds. Just have this big whoosh because you were preparing. You were purposeful. You were determined. You were sticking to your plan, no matter what it looked like. You know, it took me a long time to get that fortitude. In my 20s, I could diet for 7 days, lose 7 pounds, and I was done. And in my 30s, pretty much the same thing. In my 40s, oh, heck no. And in my 50s, oh my gosh, no. And I had to learn to set my face like a flint. I had to continue. So every day I get up with a prepared mentality. I'm preparing for the success. I am preparing for the success of weight loss. I am preparing for the success of this podcast. I am preparing for the success of my next CD. I am preparing for the success of our business. I am preparing for the success of my family. There are just things that I am just tenacious about. And I know it's because God taught me about this preparing and suddenly thing. So, if you're in preparing, if you're in that mode of making yourself better and better and better at what you do, if you're in the mode of finding a place to have your business, putting together the items that it takes, branding yourself, if you're in that place, if you have a podcast and you're in that place where you have 5 followers, but every day that you make a podcast, you prepare yourself, you discipline yourself to be the best that you can be. That in itself can be so fulfilling. That in itself can be your measuring stick of how you are doing as a person. Is your character growing? Is your plan working? Are you affecting people, even if it's only 5 or 500 or 5,000, whatever? Are you affecting people? Are you changing lives? Are you changing your own life? Are you influencing those around you because of your example? That's what really, really, really matters. Do I want to be a size 2? Oh gosh, I'd love to. I'll never be a size 2. My thigh is a size 2. You know what I'm saying? It's like the whole body of a size 2. I'm just going to be a curvy, voluptuous girl. But does that mean that I don't deserve to take the time to make me the best that I can be? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm going to be the best size 12 or 14 or 10, whatever. I'm going to be the best that I can be right now, because someday my suddenly is going to come. My suddenly is going to come, and your suddenly is going to come. You know, there's an old saying that I absolutely love, and it says, she who stands last wins. She who stands last. You know, a lot of times it's just a matter of elimination. Okay, if I stay in this podcast game long enough, there's going to be enough people come and go, hit the flash of the pan, and then they're gone, that I'll keep standing and standing and standing, and I might have success. Because of the process of elimination, right? So she or he who stands the longest wins. So please, please let this be an encouragement to you. If you believe, if you can just believe in yourself enough and realize how great you are just in your preparedness, just in preparing yourself, just in disciplining yourself, just in bettering yourself, just in following your dreams and going for it, just go for it. You know, I want to have 1 million followers and 1 million reviews and all of that, but if I don't, it doesn't mean that what I have done to this point is not important. It doesn't mean that I'm not successful. So I'm going to hang on to this diet thing. I'm going to hang on to, because to me, it's not even a diet anymore. It's a live it. I am trying to create a lifestyle that I can live with. And I feel great being 24 pounds lighter. I do. And it kind of besets me a little bit because I feel so good. And then I walk past a mirror and I realize, or I go on TV. Yes, part of my destiny. And I don't like how I look. I look better, but I'm not how I want to look. So I'm not going to give up on this. I'm not going to give up on it. And hopefully I'll get a suddenly. And if not, I have enjoyed the journey. I have enjoyed the journey, and I have made a life for myself. And I want you to do the same. I want you to dream that dream. I want you to fulfill that vision. I want you to take steps. Take a large goal and break it down into small goals that you can do. Once a month, you can fulfill this one. Once a month or once every 6 months or whatever it is for you. But I want to tell you, your suddenly will come. Your suddenly will come and you will see success. Shoo! Well, I'm glad I got to share that with you today. I woke up this morning and it's just on my heart to share with you about preparing and suddenly. Just get yourself ready, darling, for the greatness that you are. You know, I work with Jason Leinartz a lot, and I just want to give a shout out to him. He's amazing. I love him. He is so encouraging. His wife and family are just beautiful, gorgeous people. And he has such a big heart. And I love that because he has a hashtag making great people greater. Man, that just sums it up. You are great and you can be greater. If that's what you choose, you can be greater. So don't give up. This is Julie Tussey telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can. Find us on social media at facebook.com/TheJulieTusseyShow and Instagram, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit.
I know you're the man I want to meet. Everything about you calls my name.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.